We are back, Steve Goss and Mara Davis, ready to see what talented musicians are on stage around Atlanta this weekend. Time again for Mara's Music Mix. Good to see you, Mara.
Great to see you too. Steve, another weekend full of variety and music and a lot of exciting stuff. Let's get started off with City Winery. Colin Hay from Men at Work is playing there, and he's actually been doing a 3-night residency there. You've been seeing a lot of that at City Winery lately. He was there last night, but he's also there tonight and tomorrow night. And if you've never seen Colin Hay live, it really is a special evening and a special show. Now, a lot of people are associating him with Men at Work and Down Under and Overkill and some of those great songs, but he actually has a new album coming out in March called Fierce Mercy, and he wrote a song about Trayvon Martin, and which is very, very powerful. It's called I'm Walking Here.
For all time and all eternity, broken hearts forevermore.
Trivia for you.
Yes.
His niece is Sia, the Australian singer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What a good nugget, Steve Goss.
Hey, that's what I'm here for.
That's what brands you as Host Emeritus. That's Colin Hay at City Winery tonight and also tomorrow night.
At the Cobb Energy Center, same night as Colin Hay. If you can't get into Colin Hay, some country superstars are in town. Martina McBride, an American Idol runner-up, Lauren Alania.
I don't know what it is, Steve. You and I binge-watch a lot of television, and we like to come in here and talk about it off the air. We should have a podcast on what Steve and I are binge-watching. But one of those shows is Nashville. And when I see Martina McBride, I'm like, is that the inspiration for Raina James?
You know what? I think you may be onto something there.
Because I've always thought, like, okay, could it be Faith Hill? But Faith Hill's a little too flashy. But Martina McBride is that down-home. She's a superstar country artist, but she's also very private. She's a family, you know, mother. And, you know, she has daughters. And she wants to, do everything around her kids. But Martina McBride is an incredible artist. Matter of fact, Atlanta's own, we like to claim her, Leslie Fram from CMT, she's headlining the next Women of Country tour.
Right.
So Leslie Fram is a big fan and a champion of Martina. And, you know, I'm not telling you anything you don't already know if you're a country fan. She's spectacular.
She's been nominated for 14 Grammys in her career and has not won one yet.
Oh, another Susan Lucci of the Grammys.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
And that may be to her credit, come to think of it.
Maybe. Yeah. Right. You know, who knows? But I think that'll be a good one. And if you tell us if Martina McBride was the inspiration for Nashville's Raina James. That's Martina McBride and Lauren Alania at the Cobb Energy Center tonight. It's independence, eh? The next artist I want to get on your radar is a group that is the gold standard of bluegrass music. And when you think of bluegrass, you can go all different ways. You could think North Carolina, Kentucky. This is like the Kentucky. They've won every award when it comes to bluegrass. They recently won 3 honors at the Lexington Music Awards. And if you're winning big awards in Kentucky for bluegrass, you gotta know that these guys are fantastic. It's a 5-piece, and they sound fantastic. I mean, you're just not gonna be disappointed. You're gonna have a smile on your face the entire time.
It's the Wooks.
The Wooks.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. We'll have to find that out.
We'll have to ask them.
Okay. And where are they playing?
They're playing at the Red Light Cafe, which I think is a nice way to see because it's a really small room. So to have a big, powering bluegrass band like the Wooks there is something completely different. That's the Wooks at the Red Light Cafe tonight.
I first saw this next band at Oakland Cemetery a couple years ago. They were playing at some event outside. And pardon this, they could have raised the dead that day because people were having fun. They were jumping around, dancing. Blair Crimmins and the Hookers are playing in town at the Earl. And of course, they're from Atlanta.
Well, it would make sense that they would raise the dead because they have that old-timey sound. They call themselves Hot Ragtime Jazz with a touch of rock and roll. So it's the past meets the future. But they get you up dancing, and it's hard not to really love them. But this is going to be a great show because they're celebrating the release of the new album, You Gotta Sell Something, which is a great name for an album. You Gotta Sell Something.
Every night she wasn't with me, she was out there with him. And now we curse the girl's name every time that we pour. Pulling kisses from the bottle turned out sweeter than her. Oh, Angela.
That's Blair Crimmins and the Hookers album release party tonight and tomorrow night at the Earl. So Daya has been here recently. She was part of a big radio station concert event. She was on the Grammys and won.
She did.
Congratulations to her.
For the Chainsmokers song.
It's crazy to think that she's only 18 years old. I mean, but this is a girl who's been at it since basically like out of the womb. She's been an incredible talent, musician, songwriter. But she is kicking off her tour in Atlanta. And I think that'll be a very exciting evening.
Her song Hideaway didn't do too shabbily either. 21 million YouTube hits. So she's, like you said, for 18. Hope she's not peaking too early because her career is just in the stratosphere right now.
You love YouTube hit numbers.
I do.
You do?
I like numbers. Daya's real name is Grace Tandon, by the way. She's from Pittsburgh.
That's Daya at the Variety Playhouse on Saturday night.
Take me to Vegas. I could do that. I'd be like, or on Jeopardy. Real names for 400, Alex.
I know. You'd be so good. You'd kill on Jeopardy. You should go on there.
All right. So here's a show at a venue that I think might not be big enough for these guys. Dan and Shay, country artists, are very, very popular and selling lots of records. And they're going to be in town on Saturday night.
Yeah, Dance Myers and Shay Mooney, they are wildly popular. And they're kind of country kings in a way, a great country duo. And they've been recording all kinds of new music. As a matter of fact, they've got a new song called When I Pray For You, which is in a new movie called The Shack with Octavia Spencer. Apparently, they're like super emotional about it because Shay Mooney, you know, is a father and it's about a baby and it gets emotional and you know how it feels being a parent, then you write a song about it. Yeah. Nobody writes a song about like tantrums. Everybody writes a song about like the beauty of parenthood, which it is beautiful, but no one writes a song like I'm in Target and the kid's crying and you pretend that like I don't know that kid. So Dan and Shay, I challenge you to write a song about that.
I think people are taking notes right now. Some up and coming country singers are thinking, you know what? Let's talk about the downside of parenthood.
I'm keeping it real. That's Dan and Shay at the Buckhead Theater on Saturday night. Steve, I like the idea of MCs or hip-hop artists or rappers who infuse gospel into their music. But Marcel P. Black is someone who is really doing that. He is very inspired by, you know, preachers on street corners. And
his dad was a gospel singer.
Yeah, so it's like infusing that into his music. And so a lot of people will look at, like, hip-hop music as gang culture. But if, as we've learned from Chance the Rapper, gospel music in hip-hop is something that really works, and I believe that Marcel P. Black is one to watch.
I'm America's worst nightmare. Young, black, educated, plus I'm out here. My mama told me that I'm supposed to be a preacher. My teacher said I was a born leader, a man of the people.
That's Marcel P. Black at Union East Atlanta Village on Saturday night.
Oh boy, Symphony Hall, Arlo Guthrie.
Oh boy.
I just have to say, this guy, I love Arlo Guthrie. I love his talent. I love his uniqueness. I loved Alice's Restaurant, which he did not write the screenplay for, but he wrote the song, of course. And I like the city of New Orleans. the cover he did with Steve Goodman, one of my all-time favorite songs. He's going to be in concert at Symphony Hall on Sunday night.
I just always think of Allison's Restaurant. That was a song that people would request on classic rock radio all the time, and you could only play it on Thanksgiving.
It's like 18 minutes long.
18 minutes long, and people, it was always a, hey, Mary, I'll play Allison's Restaurant.
And they'd say it just like that, wouldn't they?
Just like that. I'd be like, all right, thanks for the call, bye. No, seriously, it's the Running Down the Road tour. It has not stopped working from Woodstock to current day. When you have it in your blood and you like to be a singer-songwriter, you go out on the road and people want to hear these songs again. So relive the old days, man.
Yeah, they're billing this as, he'll be playing, to use your phrase, deep cuts from his albums in the late 60s. So it'll be all the old stuff.
That's Arlo Guthrie at Symphony Hall Sunday night.
The Mexican border. They chase us like outlaws, like rustlers and thieves. We've died in your hills. We've died in your deserts. We've died.
Monday night at the Tabernacle. This is going to be a special show. Sting is going to be playing. Now, I've seen Sting many times. I think the last time I saw him was at the Fox Theater, but he's playing the Tabernacle. Seems to me like a very small venue for him. But here's the great news about this show, Steve. 57th and 9th is his new album. It's excellent. Every song is great on it.
And again, it's at the Tabernacle. Capacity there is about 2,500, 2,600 people. And this is Sting, who is one of the superstars internationally. So I was thinking the same thing. My gosh. Well, I looked up the ticket prices. Are you ready for this? General admission is $194 plus fees, and the prices go up from there. You don't want to know what a balcony seat costs. But again, to see Sting in a small venue, in a great venue like the Tabernacle, it might be worth the price for some folks.
He just rained on my parade about how great he is.
No, he is great.
Take your price.
Well, he's got to make a living. He's got to support his kids. I don't mean to sound
He's got to support his yoga.
And look at the demo. I mean, Sting's been around for a while, so his audience can afford that.
I'm with you. I think it'll be a good show. If you want to pay the money, then you're going to get your money's worth. That's Sting at the Tabernacle on Monday night.
These hands are frozen. I can't stop.